Well, I believe Cairn Donegal Community Hospital is a critical part of the overall health jigsaw in Donegal, and without a properly functioning Cairn Donegal Community Hospital, or in my own constituency, Buncrana or Remelton, it has a knock-on effect with Letterkenny. So I think the whole thing is interrelated, and last night was a very, very strong message from the community that, you know, people within rural areas with such a vital service and with such an excellent service really, really made a statement last night.
But in the framework of the HSC plans, we do know some of these facilities are going to be closed. Can you give a commitment to, well, I'll phrase the question like this. It was reported that you said at the meeting that Cairn Hospital will not close. Can you actually give that commitment today, or were you misquoted?
Well, no, in fairness, I said at the meeting last night, it's my understanding from my contact with the minister and from my contact with management at the hospital through the HSC at a higher level, and also at a hands-on level, the people who are working within the hospital, that as far as I'm concerned, and I've said it already, that in order for Letterkenny to be moving or to be working properly, we need hospitals such as Cairn Donegal working and continuing with the good work they're at, because it's not just about long-term care at the likes of Cairn Donegal. It's also about convalescing. It's about respite. And I would be familiar, and I suppose I can only talk about the hospitals I'm familiar with within my own constituency. I'm familiar with that type of step-down facility available at Remelton and also in Buncrana. So I think it's vital that we continue to work towards a community-based model. They're called community hospitals, but I think last night was a change in emphasis for the community. There's a growing demand for a sense of ownership of these hospitals, and I think it's going to open up the debate, and I'll certainly be speaking to the Minister next week about it.
But you can't get...
Of governance as to who actually has responsibility and control at a local level, and I think that's where the debate moves next.
But can you guarantee these people that this hospital won't close?
Well, look, politicians will get kicked around the place for making promises before elections. They'll get kicked around the place for making promises on the radio, as we're doing here. But my commitment here is, and from my understanding, in order for a properly functioning Letterkenny hospital, and for a community as vast as from the Muff border into Derry right up to North Inishowen, it's critical that we keep this here infrastructure. And the only way we can keep it is with a continued emphasis of a community input, what happened last night. And I think last night was a good night. It was a positive meeting. It was well run. It was constructive. And people made very, very interesting suggestions. And what I took away from it was there is a governance issue around hospitals, and not just around community hospitals, but also around Letterkenny Hospital, where the Minister has made proposals to have a more community focus, local ownership buy-in into these hospitals, and that, I think that's where we need to take the debate to next.
And very finally, there were concerns raised by HICWA as it relates to this facility. Do you believe that that perhaps could be its biggest threat in not meeting those targets rather than central government funding per se?
Well, HICWA has been working very, very closely with the HSE and Cairn Donegal Community Hospital, and they've made a lot of changes to date. In fact, I know in one particular ward where I've been in, where there was once 6 beds, it has been reduced to 3 beds. And basically that was coming from a dignity issue where patients, you know, and family members had to have a wee bit of independence when meeting their elderly relatives. So there has been a lot of work done by HICWA, and from my contact with the staff and family members, you know, it's not all negative from a HICWA point of view, because when you're talking about dignity and independence. However, our challenge now is to ensure that we actually have a two-way conversation with HICWA, that they don't come down, and as somebody said last night at the meeting, we don't want people coming from the top telling us what to do at the bottom. I'm a grassroots politician and should be the bottom giving suggestions and having an ownership and telling the people at the top what really happens on